We mean to leave no stone unturned to carry out our intent. We have arranged with certain officials that the instant the Tsarina Catherine is seen, we are to be informed by a special messenger. 24th of October. A whole week of waiting. Daily telegrams to Godalming, but only the same story, not yet reported. Mina's morning and evening hypnotic answer is unvaried, lapping waves, rushing water, and creaking masts. Telegram, October the 24th. Rufus Smith, Lloyd's, London, to Lord Godalming, care of HBM Vice Consul Varna. Tsarina Catherine reported this morning from Dardanelles. Dr. Seward's diary, 25th of October. How I miss my phonograph. To write diary with a pen is irksome to me, but Van Helsing says I must. We were all wild with excitement yesterday when Godalming got his telegram from Lloyd's. I know now what men feel in battle when the call to action is heard. Mrs. Harker, alone of our party, did not show any signs of emotion. After all, it's not strange that she did not, for we took special care not to let her know anything about it, and we all tried not to show any excitement when we were in her presence. In old days she would, I'm sure, have noticed, no matter how we might have tried to conceal it. But in this way she is greatly changed during the past 3 weeks. The lethargy grows upon her, and though she seems strong and well and is getting back some of her colour, Van Helsing and I are not satisfied. We talk of her often. We have not, however, said a word to the others. It would break poor Harker's heart, certainly his nerve, if he knew that we had even a suspicion on the subject. Van Helsing examines, he tells me, her teeth very carefully, whilst she is in the hypnotic condition, for he says that so long as they do not begin to sharpen, there is no active danger of a change in her. If this change should come, it would be necessary to take steps. We both know what those steps would have to be, though we do not mention our thoughts to each other. We should neither of us shrink from the task, awful though it be to contemplate. Euthanasia is an excellent and a comforting word. I am grateful to whoever invented it. It's only about 24 hours' sail from the Dardanelles to here. At the rate the Tsarina Catherine has come from London, she should therefore arrive some time in the morning. But as she can't possibly get in before then, we are all about to retire early. We shall get up at 1 o'clock, so as to be ready.